victories, one a day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the feeling's quite set in. I think it's close, but I mean, yeah, it's just been an incredible week. To be able to even play the golf course today after Monterey, I guess that was just mind-boggling. But yeah, I mean, it's been such a cool week.
Can you just talk us through the round? Were there key moments that kind of kept you going, kept you in it, and just kept the positive momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, quite off to a really slow start, but I mean, the weather was so tough out there. I mean, it was so gusty, it was a little bit colder, rain kind of, it was a light rain that kind of kept coming. But I must say, it's probably the birdie when I made birdie on 14. Yeah, 14 made a nice solid birdie there. I kind of knew, like, off Sean's obviously, I looked up the leaderboard and he kind of popped up out of nowhere. So, I mean, props to him. He obviously played unreal today. But yeah, and then I got to 16 knowing that this, you know, Keegan looked at me and said, listen, this is your distance. I was a little upset that it went over the green, but I mean, I had an incredible chip lamp for that to fall in. I kind of thought, okay, we're on here. So I knew 17 was a birdie on 18, obviously, is most of the time it's a good birdie. But yeah, it's two great shots into 17, tapped in for birdie, and I thought, okay, maybe we can avoid a playoff there. But yeah, I hit a great tee shot there, definitely a better one than I hit in the playoff. It was kind of perfect position, and yeah, it just was in between clubs, didn't hit the greatest shots, and I mean, obviously there's nerves coming on the last couple of holes. But yeah, I mean, it's a big stage.
Can you just talk us through that bumper shot in the playoff, please? That was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I walked up there, I saw the lie. I didn't really need to know the yardage. It was pretty similar to what I had on the previous shots. But I mean, yeah, just had a good lie, the setup, and I had a feeling. I just it's one of those shots where you feel comfortable. And I know I looked at Keegan, and Keegan was like, obviously, probably he knew what I was thinking. Like, he's, but I mean, yeah, it's just a great golf shot. And to see it come out, I mean, I just knew it was going to be good. But then also to just roll in the putt as well from just off the green. It's always a bit of a tricky putt from off the green, especially with the QB grass and with it being so wet. But yeah, just an incredible finish to such a cool week and such a great tournament.
Can you sum up the emotions when that putt dropped?
I mean, I think it's been 2 weeks now. Like, obviously, you always think, coming down the last few holes, you're always thinking, well, could it be? And like, what's going to happen? How's it feeling? Like, you're always trying to put yourself in that position. But I mean, when that putt dropped, it was just all those years of hard work, all the close calls, and to finally just know that I had done it was just special.
And obviously a magnificent start to the new DP World Tour season.
Yeah, it's been an incredible, last season was a great season, but to get off to the start like I did this year is obviously, you couldn't ask for anything better. So to have that positive start and to be playing good golf and going off to Mauritius next week with the family, have another tournament to have a go at it again. So yeah, but I think it's just such a great start. Yeah.
Congratulations, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.